All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Is anybody listening? Somebody call me, email me, let me know you hear me. I just want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It is your girl, Kimberly Eumas. I am on themainradio.com. I'm feeling good tonight. I got some beautiful, great, great things to share with you guys. We are talking about getting well. We have been on lockdown. Can you say lockdown? We've been on lockdown since March, right? So, what y'all been doing to stay healthy, to stay sane, to stay, I need to know, because it's been rough, okay? It's been really rough, but I mean, I know y'all resilient, and I know y'all been making it through, but I just really want to know what y'all been doing, what y'all been eating. Did anybody gain any weight? Did anybody lose any weight? Anybody been stressed? Anybody been happy? Is go lucky they ain't got to go to work? I don't know. Tell me. We breaking bread. I need to know. What's going on with my family? Okay, so I want to let everybody know that tonight is dedicated to my listeners. I usually do a live on Instagram or Facebook. And I was thinking maybe at about halfway through, I might go live because I want to get some people in to give us some information on some other things. But we will be spending some time, some intimate time together. I don't want no cameras. I don't want nothing. I want to talk to my people, okay? All right. So, first thing first. So, I got a book. And it's 200 Ways to Refresh, Restore, and Rejuvenate. Okay? Refresh, restore, rejuvenate. Okay, let's just use those words. Let's take those words right there. Refresh. That means something wasn't fresh. Yeah. Y'all been drinking y'all water? I'm staying hydrated. I had a little headache today, y'all. You know why? Because I didn't have no water. You got to stay hydrated. We are flowers, okay? You have to have water. The flowers need water, right? Water that flower. Stop playing. I was playing. I don't know what I had going on today, but I didn't drink my water, so I'm trying to catch up. I tried to catch up earlier. I'm still trying to play catch up. So I ended up having a little headache, but I'm fine. I'm feeling better now. And when you know, you know, you know. When you know what is coming from, where it's coming from, you know you ain't stressed. You know you ain't really did nothing too strenuous today, and you just get a headache out of the blue. Yeah, no water. Dehydrated. Get some water. Get some water in ya. And get everything back flowing. Oxygenate them blood cells, okay? So that was me today. I ain't had no water. I ain't had no flow. No bars. I ain't had no bars, y'all. So, refresh. Let's get back to this. So, 200 ways to refresh, restore, and rejuvenate. Don't tell me nobody don't need one of those words. A refresh. That could be a couple things, okay? So let's go. Let's get one. Let's go from, let's go. Let's see what we got. All right. Let's see a way we can refresh our body. Oh, let's see. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to do a quick stop. Okay, let's do it again. Stop. Okay. All right. So this is what I landed on. So let's see. Any, mini, money, mo. Okay. So it's 2. So 35. Okay. It says make an appointment for a physical. That can be refreshing, I guess, for the body, you know. Let's read it. The most important indulgence in life is to take care of your body. It's an indulgence in life is to take care of your body. It is the only one you have. And you must take it for a yearly tune-up. Yes, a tune-up. That is our vehicles. Yes, yes. I love this. Okay. So, to ensure everything is working properly, like the mechanic, but it's the doctor, right? Many people are nervous about doctors and therefore skip these crucial appointments. However, they should be looked at as you moments. If you are uncomfortable with your doctor, get a new one. You should feel 100% in control and completely comfortable with your doctor. You work hard for those benefits, and it is your right and your responsibility to make sure your temple, your body, your vehicle, your earthly vehicle is well taken care of. Now, there you go. Okay, so when you take your actual physical vehicle in for a tune-up, they change the spark plugs. They change maybe the oil filter. What else they do? I don't know. Maybe check the fluids, water, you know, antifreeze, oil. Have you checked your fluids? I didn't check mine. And guess what happened? My check engine light came on today. That was that headache. Okay. So are you really paying attention to your temple? Are you really paying attention to the signs your body is trying to tell you? Are you paying attention to those check engine lights? Are you getting a checkup? Are you getting a tune up? Are you going and keeping your appointments and not ignoring pain and not ignoring discomfort? Yeah, you gotta go have that you moment, okay? And a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people are very nervous about doctors. Listen, you can't be nervous about finding out anything about yourself, okay? You have to take care. We have to take care of our bodies. This, like I said, we only got one. And if we don't take care of it, down the drain. It'll clog up. It will stop. It'll need new tires. It'll need, you know what I mean? New struts, new, all of that. You have to really compare. Really, when we really think about a vehicle, we have to really look at our bodies as a vehicle. We have to. Because it is what it is. And if our physical, our vehicle that we actually drive, is something wrong with that, it's pretty much something wrong with us. Without is within, you know? So, I don't know. Check your vehicles out, y'all. I don't know. Because I know one time, something was wrong with my knee and something was wrong with my car, like the wheel or the tire or the strut. No, I think it had I don't know. Well, listen, it's the same energy. Okay. So I'm just going to say this, we have to take care of ourselves. So refresh. All right. That was one way we could refresh ourselves. Go get a checkup. Go check yourself out, up, down, around, inside, outside, bend over, bend back, do it. Okay. It's good. It's nothing but good. Good for you. Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I got this, it's called the Little Book of Self-Care. So the next one is restore. Let's see how can we, all right. Refresh, restore. All right, let's do it. Let's just pick one. Stop. All right. Okay. Oh, we talked about this last week, y'all. Come on. Yes, the spirit is in the house. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to, this says practice mindfulness. Did we not speak about this last week? Yes. Being mindful simply means being aware of the present, not the future, not the past, okay? Not nothing that done already passed, not nothing that ain't even here yet, but right here, it's a gift, the present.
It's a gift.
Oh, boy. Who don't like gifts? It's a present. Okay, so it says, don't smile just at your spouse. Notice the color of his eyes, his hair, the way his chin curves. Oh, he sounds like Superman. The hair sticking out of his ears. Ugh. Don't just eat your sandwich. Notice the slippery meat. Ooh, the salty pickle, the crunchy lettuce. Against your tongue. Vietnamese Buddhist monk and meditation guru Thich Nhat Hanh teaches that mindfulness is enjoying life. Han encourages beginners to start with an orange, a particularly juicy and sweet fruit. Smell the orange as you open it. Feel the peel against your hand. Savor the exploding juice in your mouth as you take a bite. Think of nothing in the world but that orange. This, Han teaches, is peace. Wow. Who would have thought you can... Who would have thought somebody could describe an orange like that? I mean, nothing really matters, but that orange? That is definitely some mindfulness. That is mindfulness to a whole nother level. I ain't never felt no way about an orange, not like that. But we gonna see. I'm gonna try it. I don't know if it's gonna be with an orange. I could do it with some watermelon. I could do it with some watermelon. We're gonna take a quick break, y'all. We'll be right back. We're breaking bread tonight. We gotta go with we gotta learn how to rejuvenate, okay? All right, we'll be right back. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Love you guys.